I'm going to start out with a short invocation. This is a prayer to the love that lives within us, is who we truly are. Pranavam Pavanakuma Kalabana Pavakagyanagan Jasu Hradayaga Basai Rama Sarachabadha Atulita Baladhama Hemashala Badeham Danu Jovana Krishanam Yaninama Graganyam Sakala Guna Nidhanam Vanaranam Adhisham Raghupati Priya Bhaktam Vata Jatam Namani Goshpadi Krita Adisham Mashiki Krita Rakshasam Ramayana Mahamala Ratnam Andena Latmajam Anjana Nandaram Viram Janaki Shokanashanam Kapisamakshanta Andelanka Bhayankaram Ulangisindho Salilam Salilam Yashokavahi Shanakatma Jaya Adaitanil The Dahalanka Namamitam Pranjali Ranjaniam Manojavam Marututulya Vegam Jitendriam Udhimatam Vardushtam Vatatmajam Vanarayutamukyam Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye Anjaneya Matipatalanana Kanchanadra Kamane Avigram Parijata Tarumula Vasanam Bhavayami Pavamananandanam Yatra yatra ragunat kirtanam Tatra tatra kritamasta kanjali Vashpavare paripurna lochanam Martinamat rakshasantakam Gorobajaranga bali hanuman ki jay Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. We repeat each line two times. So I sing twice, and then please you sing twice. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram, your turn. Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama. Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama. Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama. Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. 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 Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama. 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 Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Sita Ram. Sita Ram. Slightly different language now. Lama chenu, Lama chenu, chenu chenu, Lama chenu. chinno lama chinno 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 lama chinno.
Chinno, chinno, chinno. Tare,
Last life, I used to sweep his cave. That's why he's laughing. Yeah. Maharaji had a funny way of doing things. He just changed her life. He didn't ask permission. One day, he built a new temple in the courtyard to the goddess Durga. Up in the mountains, they worship Kali. But he said, if I put a Kali temple here in the temple, they'll be dragging their goats in to kill them. So he built a Durga temple, and it's a form of Durga that's the Shakti of Vishnu and Vaishnavi Devi, they call. And she takes no sacrifices. You can't even break a coconut in the temple. So they brought in a pujari, a priest, to do the worship. But after a few days, they caught him stealing the money out of the donation box. You know, it's this big box chained to the ground so nobody can run away with it. With a tiny little slit in top, people would drop coins or rupee notes. So they caught him stealing, so they sent him home and they brought in a second priest. Which was fine, except after a couple of days, they caught him stealing. So they sent him, gave him a few rupees and sent him home, and they brought in a third priest. And of course, after a couple of days, they caught him stealing. So the temple trust, the guys that run the temple, they came to Baba Maharaj and they said, Baba, we can't find a priest that won't steal. What are we going to do? Maharaj goes, my priest won't steal. Your priest? Who's that?
Krishna Das.
So I was called from the back of the temple, where the Westerners spent most of their time banished to inner darkness. And I was asked to be the pujari of this incredible temple. So I used to sit there all day. I hadn't, what do I do? I don't know. So I learned some mantras. That's what priests do, you know. And they're not stealing anyway. So you understand, that's my qualification. That I wouldn't steal. But the funny thing is this, and I haven't said this much, but many, many, many years later, Siddhima, who was Maharaji's great, great devotee, all the Westerners were gathered with her, and she said something that Maharaji gave Krishna Das the name, she said. And I wasn't there at that moment, right? So a friend of mine told me what she said, and I said, when did he do that? He didn't do that. I don't know anything about that. What name? He didn't give me any name. What's up? The next day I was there and she looked at me and she said, when Maharaji made you the pujari and asked you to distribute the water that from the worship, you know, the other priests did all this stuff, but I had to give out what they call the charan amrit, which was the water from the worship. People used to have to come. They didn't like taking it from an angrezi, you know, big white monkey. They didn't like that. But they had to because it was Maharaj's temple, you know. So I would do it really slow. I would say the mantra very slowly. Anyway. So Siddhima said, when Maharaji made me the pujari and asked me to distribute the charan amrit, he created this whole Leela, this whole thing of me going around singing. She said, you're still giving out the charan amrit in the form of the name. He did it then. He didn't say what he did. He just, and it took a lot of years to get with the program. A little this way, a little that way. But he did that. He did it. And it happened. I don't know how. All he did was miracles, you know. Miracles were just falling off of him. You've heard about yogis being able to be in more than one place at one time. So there was a new temple built in Delhi, and Maharaji was there. And then the next day they were going to do the ceremony, the bandara, they call it, feeding people. But he left that night, and he went to a place about 12 hours away, way up in the mountains. And around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Maharaj says to one of his great devotees, Mr. Tiwari, who was a great yogi, come on, let's go for a walk. So they walked out on a ridge, and they get out on this ridge, and Maharaj says to Tiwari, face the mountains and sit down and meditate. So Tiwari sat down, boom. He used to go into samadhi, just sit down, boom, he's gone. Tiwari. So he sat there some length of time, and then Maharaji starts hitting him and said, get up, you're wasting my time, we have things to do. And they went back to the house. The next day, a car arrives from the temple in Delhi, and they come into the house and said, we've brought Maharaji prasad from the temple, the food from the... And they said, well, that's nice. And then they said, he left before taking prasad, so we wanted to bring it. And they said, what do you mean he left? He said, well, he was there in the morning, and then he left. And the people who owned the house said, what are you talking about? What nonsense you're talking. He said, he was here all day. This is the next day. He didn't go anywhere. He was here in the house up in the mountains all day. He wasn't in Delhi. And they start yelling at each other, right? And then the people from Delhi look and they see Tiwari. And they said, well, he was there too. In other words, not only did Maharaji go to Delhi, but he took Tiwari with him. What can I say? He used to say, Baba, how can we find God? You know, we figured he liked us. He would tell us, right? He would say, serve people. What? What about, you know, just, you know, Kundalini, you know? He said, Baba, how do you raise Kundalini? He said, feed people. His teaching was love everyone, serve everyone, and remember God, which he liked us to repeat the name, do japa, repeat the name, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Hare Krishna, all that stuff. That's what he said. And we were just like, what is he talking about? And he never asked us to do, Bobby, you know what he said once? I asked Siddhi Ma once, Ma, you know, should I meditate? She said, should I meditate or should I sing? She said, well, what do you like to do? You mean what I'd like to do could be good for me? My mother never told me that. She said, Maharaji said that the more subtle states of mind cannot be brought about by the use of personal willpower. But when one is ready, one is ripe, they come of their own. And his idea was that we are ripened by serving people, by loving people, by caring for people, and by not thinking about ourselves all the time. He fed everyone. He said, you can't talk to a hungry person about God. He fed everyone, every day. Anyone who came to the temple, he would send food. There were villages just over the ridge, and there'd be these droughts, and the crops would fail, and the whole village would be starving. So they send their kids to the temple. Maharaji loaded them with food every day. Yeah. He said, a saint's heart is like butter, but not like butter. Butter melts when it's put on the fire, but a saint's heart melts when someone else is on the fire. Once he said, I could have been a really big saint. I could have been a really big saint. Oh, what's... I had one fault. What's that? I said, too much compassion. One more? Namah Shivaya? That's my hit.
Shiva. Shiva.